Okay, rule suspension update, Kathy.
So, in addition to being the pinfish biologist, I am also responsible for the division's fishery management proclamations, and so that's why I am back up here. You have a memo in the very back of your briefing book that goes over the rule suspensions for the benefit of the new commissioners. From time to time, the director will use his proclamation authority to suspend portions or entire parts of Marine Fisheries Commission rules in order to implement alternative management actions. And the division has developed a policy of how we communicate those to you. If there are new rule suspensions since your last meeting, then we will come to you for an approval, a vote to continue those rule suspensions. There has been one new rule suspension since May, and it is 03L-0103A1, which is part of the prohibited nets, mesh lengths, and areas, and that is suspended for an indefinite period of time. This rule suspension allows the division to adjust trawl net minimum mesh sizes requirements in accordance with the May 2018 revision to Amendment 1 of the Shrimp Fishery Management Plan, and it was implemented through Proclamation SH3-2019, and it was effective July the 1st. So we would just need your approval to continue that suspension for indefinite period.
Any questions on this? If not, can we have a motion to continue rule suspension of portions of North Carolina Marine Fisheries Commission Rule 15A, North Carolina Administrative Code 03L.0103, prohibited nets, mesh lengths, and areas. So move, Pete. Is there a second? Second by Tom.
Mr. Chairman, yes. Can I just add that is specifically yes. A1, or is a specific portion, Patricia, to add to that rule?
Okay. I got left off of here, looks like. Okay. All right. Sub A, sub 1. Okay. All right. So, Pete, you're good with that change, and Tom, you're good with the second on the change. Okay. Any discussion on this? If not, voice vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with no dissension.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.